Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. India and Singapore signed 4 MOUs in fields of digital technologies, semiconductors, health and skill development. Elevate ties to comprehensive strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi virtually addresses first international solar festival being held in Delhi. Says India's solar energy capacity increased 32-fold in last 10 years. President Draupadi Murmu to confer national awards to 82 teachers on the occasion of Teachers' Day today. Filing of nominations begins for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir. Central interministerial team reaches Andhra Pradesh to assess damage caused by heavy rains and floods across the state. And at the Paralympic Games in Paris, Indian players set for more glory on day 8 today after shattering an all-time medal record. India and Singapore today signed 4 Memorandums of Understanding, MOUs, for cooperation in the field of health and medicines, education and skill development, digital technologies and India-Singapore Semiconductor Ecosystem Partnership. The two countries also agreed to elevate their ties to comprehensive strategic partnership, giving a major boost to India's Act East policy. The decision was taken during delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart, Lawrence Wong, this morning. During their talks in Singapore, the two leaders reviewed the progress of bilateral relations. Taking stock of the robust progress in economic ties, the two sides called for further expanding trade and investment flows between India and Singapore. Mr. Modi and Mr. Wong called for strengthening connectivity between the two countries to enhance economic and people-to-people ties. They also called for acceleration in green corridor projects. Both the Prime Ministers discussed the outcome of the second India-Singapore Ministerial Roundtable held in Singapore last month. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Modi said Singapore is not only a partner country, but also an inspiration for every developing nation.
मुझे विश्वास है 4G के नेतृत्व में सिंगापुर और अधिक तेजी से प्रगति करेगा. सिंगापुर केवल एक पार्टनर देश नहीं है, सिंगापुर हर विकासशील देश के लिए एक प्रेरणा है. हम भी भारत में अनेकों सिंगापुर बनाना चाहते हैं और मुझे खुशी है कि हम इस दिशा में मिलकर प्रयास कर रहे हैं.
Prime Minister Modi added that the ministerial roundtable, which has been established between the two countries, is a path-breaking mechanism.
हमारे बीच जो ministerial roundtable बनी है, वो एक path-breaking mechanism है. Skilling, digitalization, mobility, advanced manufacturing जैसे semiconductor और AI, healthcare, sustainability और cyber security जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग की दिशा में ये initiative की पहचान बन गई है.
Mr. Modi also announced opening of India's first Thiruvalluvar Cultural Centre in Singapore. Later, Prime Minister Modi and his Singaporean counterpart also visited AEM Holdings Limited, a leading Singaporean company in the semiconductor and electronics sector. Prime Minister Modi invited the Singaporean semiconductor companies to participate in the Semicon India exhibition to be held at Greater Noida in Uttar Pradesh later this month. Prime Minister Modi also met President of Singapore Tharman Shanmugaratnam. During the meeting, Mr. Modi thanked the President for his passionate support for partnership between the two countries. Mr. Modi will hold meetings with CEOs of Singaporean companies. Mr. Modi reached the island country yesterday on a 2-day visit after concluding his successful visit to Brunei. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today virtually addressed the first International Solar Festival being held in New Delhi. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said India's solar energy capacity has increased 32-fold in the last 10 years.
India has taken many massive strides in green energy. We were the first G20 nation to achieve the Paris commitments in renewable energy. The remarkable growth of solar energy is key reason in making this possible. Our solar energy capacity has increased 32-fold in the last 10 years. This speed and scale will also help us achieve 500 gigawatts non-fossil capacity by 2030.
The Prime Minister said the International Solar Alliance, ISA, established in 2015, is growing into a giant tree inspiring policy and action, and within a short time, its membership has reached a milestone of 100 countries.
In such a short time, the membership of ISA has reached a milestone of 100 countries. Additionally, 19 more countries are ratifying the framework agreement for attaining full membership. The growth of this organization is important for the vision of one world, one sun, one grid.
Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the International Solar Festival brings the whole world together to celebrate the sun's impact and will help build a better planet. Speaking on the occasion, Union Minister for New and Renewable Energy Prahlad Joshi emphasized on uniting efforts to move towards a solar-powered future. Our correspondent reports that the two-day International Solar Festival is intended to celebrate the transformative impact of solar energy on communities in the ISA member countries.
The festival aims at highlighting and celebrating the transformative power of solar energy and its role in powering new opportunities across the globe, leading the way to universal energy access and advancing the Sustainable Development Goals. This festival will convene youth, women, communities, policymakers, and the private sector in a vibrant celebration of solar energy and its transformative power. During the two-day event, there will be technical sessions led by industry experts. Exhibition booths and pavilions have also been set up by the International Solar Alliance member countries at Bharat Mandapam in the national capital, along with experience zones displaying solar technologies and culture. Performances by acclaimed artists and musical concerts have also been planned to make this international event memorable. With Anand Kumar, Sumit Saha, Akashvani News.
Teachers' Day is being celebrated throughout the country today. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former President Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. President Draupadi Murmu will confer national awards to 82 teachers at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi today. Akashvani Delhi will broadcast the function live from 4:10 p.m. onwards. It can be heard on FM Gold, Indraprastha and Akashvani Live News 24/7. The program will also be live streamed on Akashvani AIR, the YouTube channel of Akashvani. In his message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed gratitude to all teachers who shape young minds. The Prime Minister has also written a letter to the teachers saying that their role is very important in shaping the lives of students by imparting knowledge and guidance. He said, along with the personal development of students, the role of teachers is also very important in making them responsible and capable citizens of the country. Union Minister of Textiles Giriraj Singh has said the country's textile industry has the capacity and potential to become a leader in the world. The minister said this while launching the Vision XT portal and Paridhi, the country's first ever fashion trend book, in New Delhi today. Vision XT is a trend insight and forecasting lab at the National Institute of Fashion Designing and funded by the Ministry of Textiles. Mr. Singh said that Vision XT will set the benchmark for fashion design forecasting and reduce reliability on foreign technologies.
अब भारत अपना फैशन डिजाइन का फोरकास्ट दिखाएगा और वो ऐसा होगा जो इमोशन भी होगा दोनों का पश्चिम और हमारे दोनों देशों का पूरा और पश्चिम की संस्कृति का भी भेद होगा डेटा कलेक्शन मैं इसके लिए भी इनको धन्यवाद दूंगा इनके पूरे टीम को धन्यवाद रियल टाइम डेटा जो मेरे पास हो सकता है शायद दुनिया में चाह करके भी नहीं हो सकता.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Filing of nomination has begun for the single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir, with the issuance of notification today. The last date for filing nominations is the 12th of this month, while scrutiny of papers will take place the next day. In Haryana, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 16th of September. Polling for the 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on the 5th of October. In Jammu and Kashmir, the last date for withdrawal of candidature is the 17th of this month. 40 constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 1st of October. Meanwhile, filing of nominations for the second phase of assembly polls in the Union Territory will end this evening. 26 assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 25th of September. Counting of votes for single-phase assembly polls in Haryana at all three phases of Jammu and Kashmir will take place on the 8th of next month. A central interministerial team is visiting flood-affected districts in Andhra Pradesh today, led by Sanjeev Kumar Jindal, Additional Secretary for Disaster Management in the Union Home Ministry. The team will assess the extensive damage caused by heavy rains and floods across the state recently. Earlier, the team held a review meeting at the headquarters of the Andhra Pradesh Disaster Management Authority in Tadepalli with state officials to gain insight into the situation. In Nagaland, 6 persons lost their lives and 3 were injured after a series of massive mudslides and landslides hit National Highway 29 between Kohima and Dimapur following heavy rainfall last night. The National Highway 29, which is completely cut off for vehicular movement, is the main lifeline for commuters travelling to state capital Kohima and neighbouring state Manipur. The state government has announced an ex gratia of 4 lakh rupees each for the families of the deceased. 16,000 rupees will be given to the injured persons. A high-level meeting was convened by Chief Minister Nephew Rio to take stock of the disaster and discuss restoration and relief measures. During the meeting, the state government directed the National Highways and Infrastructure Development Corporation Limited to make the highway operational within 24 hours to ensure that supply of essential commodities is not adversely affected. The Assam Cabinet has decided to implement 80% of recommendations given by the Justice Biplab Sharma Committee on Clause 6 of the Assam Accord to protect and safeguard land, language and culture of indigenous people of the state. Briefing the media, Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma informed that 57 of the 67 recommendations given by the Justice Biplab Sharma panel will be implemented by the 15th of April next year. In another cabinet decision, the employees of the state government will get insurance coverage of 1 crore rupees for death and permanent disability due to accidents. 80 lakh rupees of insurance coverage will be given for partial disability. The cabinet also approved distribution of new ration cards to 20 lakh people of the state. The government's flagship scheme, Swachh Bharat Mission, SBM, has helped reduce infant and child mortality in the country. The SBM has also played a transformative role in India. This was revealed in a study titled Toilet Construction under the Swachh Bharat Mission and Infant Mortality in India, published by a research journal. The study covered the period from 2014 to 2020 in which the government constructed over 100 million household toilets and said that in 2003, the majority of districts in the country had an infant mortality rate IMR exceeding 60 per 1,000 live births. However, by 2020, most districts had achieved an IMR below 30. Sharing this study on his social media platform, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the access to proper toilets plays a crucial role in reducing infant and child mortality. At the ongoing Paralympic Games in Paris, Indian players are set for more glory with several medal events lined up on day 8 today after shattering record books yesterday by registering their best ever medal tally in the history of the Games. Today, Indian players are in action in shooting, judo, archery, athletics and powerlifting. Gold medalist in the ongoing edition of Paralympics Harvinder Singh will be in action in the mixed team recurve open event of archery, chasing his second medal of the Paris Paralympics. Kapil Parmar and Kokila will be in action in the blind judo event. In shooting, India's Siddharth and Mona failed to qualify for final of mixed 50 meters rifle prone SH1 event. Team India has won 24 medals so far at the Paralympic Games with 5 gold, 9 silver, 10 bronze. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Singapore signed 4 MOUs in fields of digital technologies, semiconductors, health and skill development, elevate ties to comprehensive strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India's solar energy capacity increased 32-fold in the last 10 years. President Draupadi Murmu to confer national awards to 82 teachers on the occasion of Teachers Day today. Filing of nominations begin for single-phase assembly elections in Haryana and third phase of polls in Jammu and Kashmir at Paralympic Games. Indian players set for more glory on day 8 today after shattering all-time medal record. And with that, we end the midday news.